When you get to heaven, God is not going to say, can I see your bank balance and how much you've got in your stocks and bond portfolio? And God is not going to say, oh, and by the way, what were the hobbies that you enjoyed while I put you down on earth? What he's going to say is, how did you treat other people when you're on earth? Go read Matthew 25. He's going to ask, how did you treat other people?
In order to know the purpose or function of something, whether it's a new device or tool, some sort of gadget or whatever, you need to look at the instruction manual. Even better, you should seek out the designer or the maker of the object in question. After all, who knows more about it than the one who created it? Hello, and welcome again to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called The Life You Were Meant to Live. In this series, Pastor Rick Warren will help you discover in the Scriptures what God had in mind for your life when He, quite literally, invented you. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a life-changing tool that will show you how to re-energize your spiritual life in ways you may have never dreamed possible. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast, or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Remembering What Matters Most.
Why do we get overloaded? Why do we allow our bodies, our emotions, our schedules, our budgets to get overloaded? And the answer is always the same. We try to do too much. So then the question becomes, why are we always trying to do so much? And the answer is because we forget what matters most. Instead of focusing on the few things in life that really count, that really matter, that really make a difference, we just try to do everything. And as a result, we get overloaded. Human beings have an amazing capacity to both remember and forget. We remember every single little hurt we've ever had in life, and we always forget the lessons. We have to learn the lessons over and over and over again. So we need to pray like David prayed. God, remind me what's important in life. Help me remember what matters most. Help me to focus on the things that really count. Because when I focus on what really counts, I don't worry about trying to get it all done. And the overload drops. We need to pray what David prayed in Psalm 39 and Psalm 90, there on your outline. He said, Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Help me to remember how short it is. And then in Psalm 90, he said, teach us to make the most of our time. This morning, I want us to look at three truths that we need to remember to help us focus our lives and to reduce overload. These are not new truths. Everything I'm going to talk about this morning, you already know. But we forget it. We just forget it. And if you would take these three truths and write them down on a little card and make them a daily reminder, put them on your refrigerator, put them on your dashboard in your car, put them up in the mirror in your bedroom or wherever you have a mirror, I don't know. And look at them over and over and over. If you will follow, if you will apply, if you will practice these three truths, you'll have a healthier life. You'll have a happier family. You'll have a more productive business. There will be far fewer divorces and separations in our culture if we will just listen to what God has said about relationships. Number one, the first principle. The best use of life is love. The best use of life is love. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1 says this. Let love be your highest goal. Circle that, highest goal. Make it your number one priority. Make it your primary objective. Make it your greatest ambition. Make it your life purpose. Don't put it in the top 10. Don't say, yeah, one of the things I want in life is loving relationships. Make it number one. Now, why does God say it's all about love? Why does God say, make it your highest goal? Because two reasons. Number one, God says, love is what life is all about. Look at the next verse, 1 Corinthians 13:3 in the Message paraphrase. No matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. Bankrupt. Who wants to be a millionaire? Well, you can have $1 million, and if you don't have love, God says, you're bankrupt. Folks, it is amazing to me that too often we act like loving relationships are something we have to squeeze into our schedule. That we have to find time for quality time. That we have to make time for the people in our lives. That we have to just kind of fit it in to our lives as if loving relationships are an important part, but just another important part of our lives along with many other things. Wrong. God says not that relationships are a part of your life. God doesn't say that loving relationships are an important part of your life. God says loving relationships are your life. That's what life is all about. It's all about love. One day a guy comes to Jesus and says, I need cliff notes on the Bible. Summarize the Bible for me. And Jesus says, okay, here it is. Love God and love other people. That's it. Love God with all your heart and love your neighbors yourself. In a word, Jesus is saying the point of life is relationship. It's not about achievement. It's not about acquisition of things. It's about relationship. You miss that, you miss the point of life. That's the bottom line. What matters most are loving relationships. Now, if that's true, why do we always allow our relationships to get the short end of the stick? When we get overloaded, we start skimming relationally, and we fulfill all kinds of other commitments, but we cut back on time with those we love. We don't give our relationships the time, the energy, and the attention they deserve because we're too busy with what we think are more important, pressing matters. Why do we do that? Because we get busy. Because we get preoccupied. Because we get distracted with less important things. And we focus on the urgent rather than on the important. And I hope you know the difference by now. That not everything that's urgent in your life is important in your life.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. And while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 99000.
It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthy you may eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do that is with God's Word. That's why we've put together an incredible new tool called Re-Energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you will learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. Step by step, you will begin a journey of restoration and renewal. It's a hands-on guide you take at your own pace. No need to rush. In fact, we encourage you to stop and linger where you want to spend more time. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. You'll learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. Not only will you discover how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress as you take steps toward getting ready to be used by God. This brand new, high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with full-color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this brand new tool called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book, Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. There's only 48 hours to get in on this great offer, so don't wait. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the 2016 NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
One day a guy comes to Jesus and says, I need cliff notes on the Bible. Summarize the Bible for me. And Jesus says, okay, here it is. Love God and love other people. That's it. Love God with all your heart and love your neighbors yourself. In a word, Jesus is saying the point of life is relationship. It's not about achievement. It's not about acquisition of things. It's about relationship. You miss that, you miss the point of life. That's the bottom line. What matters most are loving relationships. Now, if that's true, why do we always allow our relationships to get the short end of the stick? When we get overloaded, we start skimming relationally, and we fulfill all kinds of other commitments, but we cut back on time with those we love. We don't give our relationships the time, the energy, and the attention they deserve because we're too busy with what we think are more important, pressing matters. Why do we do that? Because we get busy. Because we get preoccupied. Because we get distracted with less important things. And we focus on the urgent rather than on the important. And I hope you know the difference by now. That not everything that's urgent in your life is important in your life. And as a result, we spend all of our time focusing on making a living, getting the job done, finishing the work, paying the bills, making progress, accomplishing the goal, as if that's the point of life. It is not. The point of life, God says, is love. The point of life, God says, is relationships. Now, the other reason why God says you need to focus on it is not just the point of life. He said that's all that's going to last. The only thing that's going to last in your life is love. Everything else is eventually going to burn up. It's going to decay. It's going to fall apart. Notice the next verse, 1 Corinthians 13:13. There are three things that will endure: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. If I were to ask you, how many of you want to leave a legacy after you die? You'd all raise your hand. How many of you want to make a difference with your life? You'd all raise your hand. How many of you would like to make a positive influence on this world that outlasts you? You'd all raise your hand. Well, God has shown us how to leave a lasting legacy. God has shown us how to make an enduring impression. It's fill your life with love. He says, faith, hope, and love, these are the things that are going to endure, and the greatest of these is love. He is saying, love, not work, not wealth, is the key to a lasting legacy. It's love. Now, we think that it's our achievements that people are going to remember. I hate to tell you this, but nobody's going to remember your achievements. 5 years from today, nobody's going to care what you've achieved. And every trophy you've ever earned is eventually going to be trashed. You remember all those trophies you got in Little League or Pop Warner or Drama Club, Speech Club? Maybe you got some big bowling trophies. They're all going to be trashed, all your trophies. Well, you don't have any of your grandparents' trophies. Why would you want to keep those? You couldn't care less about them. And people don't really care about your accomplishments. We know this, we just forget it. We know it by watching people when they're dying. I've been around a lot of deathbeds. And in watching people in their closing moments of their life, when they stand on the edge of eternity, they're evaluating their life, I've never had one person say, bring me my diplomas. I want to look at them one more time. Give me that gold watch I got for 25 years of service. Show me my awards. Show me my medals. Nobody asks for them to be brought trophies, because we don't surround our lives with objects when our life is ending. What do we want around us when our life is ending? People. People who love us. People who have a relationship with us. Now, here's the point. You are eventually going to figure out in your final seconds that what matters are relationships. Why don't you figure it out sooner? Why wait until you're on your deathbed to figure out that things don't matter, that the only thing that matters are relationships? Nothing can take the place of a loving relationship. Fame can't, wealth can't, success can't. Success without love is empty. It's hollow. It's depressing. As I said, life is not about achievement and it is not about accomplishment. It is about relationship. When you get to heaven, God is not going to say, now, what was your career? And what did you accomplish in it? God is not going to say, can I see your bank balance? And how much you've got in your stocks and bond portfolio? And God is not going to say, oh, and by the way, what were the hobbies that you enjoyed while I put you down on earth? What he's going to say is, how did you treat other people when you're on earth? Go read Matthew 25. He's going to ask, how did you treat other people? So I suggest that from this day forward, for the rest of your life, when you wake up in the morning, you sit down on the edge of your bed, and before you get off that bed, you pray this prayer. God, whether I get anything else done today, and I may not get anything else done, but if all I accomplish today is I spend some time with you and with others, I want to make sure today that I spend some time loving you and loving other people, because that's what life's all about. And if you miss that, you have missed the point of life. And that day is a failure. That day is a waste. And why should God give you any other day if you wasted this one? The greatest use of life is not achievement. It's love. The problem is we get busy and we forget what we intuitively know. What was wrong with that couple? They forgot God's second law of relationships. The first, the best use of life is love. The second, the best expression of love is time. Time. You spell love T-I-M-E. 1 John 3:18 says, we must show love through actions that are sincere, not through empty words. If you say you love, but you're not showing any time, you're just kidding yourself. So let me ask you, what is the most desired gift of love? You say, diamonds. Ah, wrong answer. Roses? Nope. Chocolate? Fat chance. The most desired gift of love is focused attention. Focused attention. I want to see your eyes, your ears. I want to hear. I want you to give me your time. I want to talk. I want to listen. I want to commune. I want to fellowship. I want you. Focused attention. The greatest gift you can give anybody is your time. Why? It's the most precious and the most desired gift, because your time is your life. Time is your most precious commodity. You only have a certain amount of it. God's already decided the number of seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks that you are going to live. You're not going to get any more of it. You can always get more money, but you cannot get more time. Every time you give someone your time, you are giving them a portion of your life that you will never get back. And that's why the greatest gift you can give someone is your time. Because you can't get it back. Your time is your life. Now, Jesus taught that the essence of relationship is not what we do for each other. And the essence of relationship is not what we give each other, the presents we buy and give. You can do that without having a relationship. But the essence of a relationship is how much we give of ourselves to each other. Now, guys, as men, we just don't get this so much of the time. I can't tell you how many guys have said to me, I don't understand it. I provide for my family. They have everything they need. What more could they want? They want you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Pastor Rick will be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthfully you may eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do this is with God's Word. That's why we put together an incredible new tool called Re-Energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you'll learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. Step by step, you'll begin a journey of restoration and renewal. It's a hands-on guide you'll take at your own pace. No need to rush. In fact, we encourage you to stop and linger where you want to spend more time. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. You'll learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress as you take steps toward getting ready to be used by God. This brand new, high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed full of color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this brand new tool called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. There's only 48 hours to get in on this great offer, so don't wait. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
Did you know that there are people listening to Daily Hope broadcasts and following our message all over the world? Here's an example of an email from a listener that just came in from Brazil. He says, "Hi, Rick. My name is Marcelo, and I'm from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Every day I listen to Daily Hope on my way to work, and God has used your life to speak His truth into my life. Today I'll be speaking to a group of retail leaders from all over Brazil about living a life of integrity. Hope you won't mind, but I've translated a lot from your message, Living a Life of Integrity, to share with this group. That message touched me so much that I felt the need to share it with others." Well, that's so great, Marcelo. I'm so proud of you. You're being a light for Jesus Christ in His workplace. You're sharing a message of hope with business people. That is just fantastic. Now, I want to say everybody can do the same thing. It doesn't matter where you work. You can share the message of Daily Hope or any of these Daily Hope messages with your coworkers and your friends, and I want to encourage you to do that. And when you do, let me know about it.
be sure to write me and tell me your story, just like Marcelo did. Email me today, rick@pastorrick.com. Please remember to join me next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.